It's interesting how one can rack up many interesting stories having worked in the same place for over 36 years. Your host is only 6 days away from a new chapter. Today, he joins Heartfelt radio host Mark Zimmerman to feature some of his wonderful highlights. It's all ahead on episode number 623. Today, on Weather Jazz. On Weather Jazz.
Welcome to Weather Jazz, a world audience podcast about anything and everything, weather, science, earth science, and today we're going to go beyond that. We are going to have a ton of fun. I am the host and the creator of the Weather Jazz podcast, Andre Bernier, and at least for another 6 days, I'm the senior meteorologist at WJW Television in Cleveland, Ohio. This is episode number 623, and today is Thursday, May 16, 2024. Earlier today, this morning, on Heartfelt Radio, 91.9 FM WKJA in Barberton, Cleveland, I was on the radio with Mark Zimmerman, the morning show host. Now, while I do provide radio weather forecast for them on a weekday daily basis, that was not the reason for my appearance this morning with Mark. Well, somehow the word got out that I've got 6 days left at WJW Television after over 36 years in one spot in one television market, which is really a feat in and of itself. But not so much for Fox 8, because WJW has always had a very good reputation, a reputation of hiring people and keeping them for their career. And I was certainly very fortunate to have walked into a position that would keep me occupied for well over three decades, almost four. Amazing stuff. Now, today you're going to learn how that happened, and that was part of the questioning that Mark gave me this morning. And so, without further delay, what you will hear right now in the audio portion is that interview. But just in case you'd like to actually see the interview, I recorded it right here in my Weather Jazz studio. You can join me via video and actually watch the interview in progress from earlier today, May the 16th. Just go to weatherjazz.com, episode number 623. Scroll down, you will see a video inset, and you can watch it right from your browser. Or you can go to my Rumble channel and subscribe, and it will be on my Rumble account. All right, without further delay, let's go ahead now and roll that interview from earlier this morning. It runs about 24 minutes, so sit back, relax, and enjoy. And remember, if you want to see it, you can. Just go to weatherjazz.com, episode number 623. Here we go.
With Mark here on Heartfelt Radio. Good morning, Andre Bernier. How are you,
sir? Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing great. What a beautiful day in some places. I still have low clouds here at the Weather Jazz studio, but that'll be moving away.
Yeah, we've got some bright sunshine here in the magic city of Barberton. We are going to push it northeast.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I certainly appreciate the export.
Okay. Well, Andre, it's been made clear over these past weeks that retirement is just a few days away for you on the television side.
Right.
Yes. And we're going to talk a little bit about the radio side a little bit later. Okay. But this morning, I wanted to talk about the television side and a little bit of the radio side in maybe kind of a non-traditional way. I wanted to bring up a few people from your past and talk a little bit about the effect that they had. And as a matter of fact, one particular program that you've been involved with.
Okay.
We'll talk about that here in this this next half hour or so. And I wanted to start with a man who was my mentor between 1993 and 2000 when he retired. Mm-hmm. And I know that your involvement with him on WCRF in the morning program, The Clock Watcher, went back a little further than that.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Devine.
Wow. Wow. Boy, that's a name. One of the first things that come to mind when you say Bob Devine, to me, it's a name that is synonymous with reflection, real reflection of the glory of Christ. And I still remember meeting Bob for the very first time when I proposed maybe doing some weather for WCRF. Bob did such a great job with weather. I thought they really don't need me, but I'll at least offer. I'm serious. He was such a great weather nerd, shall I say?
Yes. Well put.
Yeah. But he walked in the door, and he is only one of two people that I have ever met, whereas it felt as though I was seeing the absolute brilliance of the universe around him. And essentially, I was seeing his reflection of Christ. Mm-hmm. That was just, it filled the room. It overwhelmed me. I'm in television, he's in radio, and
right.
You know, I don't get this fan glory where you see somebody famous. I've met many, many famous people, that have come into the station. They all put their clothes on one pant leg at a time, one sleeve at a time, and we're all the same. So I don't do that. But in this particular case, that's not what I was seeing. I was really seeing the glory of Christ reflecting in him. And I've only experienced that twice in my life. And he was one of those people. And it was totally unexpected. And of course, he was that person in my life too. He just had that aura about him.
You know, it's interesting because people always used to give me a funny look when I described Bob in the first part of my sentence. But then they got it when I used the second part of the sentence. I would say, Bob's nothing like what you hear on the radio. He's much nicer than that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't get the full impact until you actually see him in person.
And you get that big handshake and that big smile big hug.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So as you worked with him over the years, I remember that, Bob didn't do interviews on The Clock Watcher, but every now and then he kept you hanging on the air there for a little bit. That was fun stuff when you and he interacted.
Oh, it was phenomenal. And it was genuine. That was one of the cool things about Bob. Everything you did was genuine, and he was genuinely interested in whomever it was he was speaking. One of the big takeaways with Bob, and I have to mention this, is before we started our day and after we recorded the morning weather back then by telephone, we didn't have the internet.
Right.
He said, "Let's pray." And we stopped and we prayed together before we let each other go on the telephone. And that was huge, absolutely huge.
Bob Devine, oh man, just an enormous figure in my life, and I know in yours as well. Have you carried some of him with you in what you've done ever since then?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You learn along the way. He was essentially the Paul and I was the Titus. That kind of relationship. And I looked to him and how do you navigate this world as a Christ follower while navigating all these treacherous waters that we have on this side of eternity? Well, he was a prime example of that. And so even today, I think about those things. I think about the morning show, the many morning shows that I would sit down and listen. I still remember listening to him for the first time when I popped in, because I did the morning show for almost 20 years. And on my days off, I would turn on WCRF, for instance, and listen to Bob Devine. And I thought, I really like what I'm hearing, because he supplies the things that you need to navigate these treacherous waters. That is the focus on God's word.
Amen.
Yeah.
And amen. Mm-hmm. Andre and I talking this morning as he gets to retire, ready to retire from the TV side of things. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the TV side of things, the next name I wrote down when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to you about today, Dick Goddard.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, when you came to Cleveland, mm-hmm. Dick had already been at Channel 3 and Channel 8 right. for 25 years, I would think.
Well, as Dick Goddard reminded me when I knew him, he said, well, remember, I was friends with Ben Franklin. And he says, oh, I knew Abe Lincoln and all those guys, and I would advise Abe Lincoln. And of course, that's the kind of person that he was. He really enjoyed that play. But he and I knew of each other in the early 1980s when I went to the Weather Channel. He loved the Weather Channel. And of course, I was on the launch team of the Weather Channel. And so he and I would frequently write. And I said, hey, Dick, we had a bowling league and the Weather Channel. Hmm. Well, just the Weather Channel. It was that big. We had the Weather Channel bowling league in Atlanta. And we formed a team. And I suggested to our team, hey, let's call ourselves the Woolly Bear Watchers and see if Dick Goddard will send us some stuff. And I wrote to him, and he did. He sent me Woolly Bear t-shirts, Woolly Bear little things all over the place. So we sent pictures back of our team wearing the Woolly Bear t-shirts, and that's how our relationship got going. And so we knew each other from way before I came to Channel 8.
Now, when you came to Channel 8, did he play a little part in that, or was that all management?
No.
Okay.
We were in Minneapolis, and Sally's mom called the newsroom. Sally and I were doing the husband and wife weather thing at Care 11 in Minneapolis.
Okay.
And Sally's mom was reading the Plain Dealer saying, hey, Channel 8 is starting a morning show, and they're still looking for a meteorologist. And I was not under contract. Sally was. I turned to Sally. I said, you want to go home? And Sally said, yeah, let's go home. So I called Dick. I said, Dick, you're still looking for a morning show meteorologist, right? And he goes, oh, yeah, of course. I said, Dick.
I knew that was going to come up at some point.
Oh, why not? He's so easily, and he would coach us on how to imitate him, too. I said, Dick, if I sent you a tape overnight, would you bring this to the news director with a personal endorsement? And he said, oh, well, why, of course, Andre. So he did. And, you know, 8 days later, I was on a plane going back home, to Minneapolis from Cleveland with a contract offer. We were coming home. Yeah.
That is, I never heard that part of the story before.
Okay.
Now you know the rest of the great. Story.
Yeah.
Exactly. So obviously, Sally grew up here. As a matter of fact, I graduated from West Geauga with Sally's sister, Molly. Yep.
Right.
And And so she kind of knew what you were walking into in terms of the snow belt and all that.
Oh, yeah.
How quickly did you pick up on the snow belt and all of that from Dick?
You know, any place you go to and start, you have to get get your sea legs, so to speak.
Sure.
And the sea legs for here in Northeast Ohio is lake effect snow, without a doubt. And of course, Dick was there to basically get me into the rhythm, and just watching him, having a ton of questions. Hey, Dick, what's this? Hey, Dick, what's this? And he would always give me the time of day and explain what he was looking at and why it was he was going for what he was going for forecast wise. And so it takes a little while, but you get the rhythm of the geographical location, because every place in the USA is different. Every single place, you have to get used to it. And the longer you spend time in that place, the better the chance of you recognizing patterns that are recurring. And I remember this. This is what happened. And so that becomes a part of the forecasting model.
We're talking with Andre Bernier right now about Dick Goddard. So, and it's interesting because I know for a fact that you must have passed along a lot of what Dick taught you to me, because you know, of course, that my little weather station is mounted on the north face of my house.
There you go.
4 feet up from the ground. Yes. See, I have become a junior meteorologist, probably because of not only you, but some of the influence that Dick had on you.
Nope. I beg to differ with you. You are officially a weather nerd.
Okay, thank you. Wow. Talk about an honor. I will accept that, sir.
Sure.
Oh, with the greatest humility. Thank you so much. Now, you alluded in this last couple of minutes about coming home, quote unquote. Of course, you grew up in Massachusetts.
I did.
A French-Canadian family, correct?
Oui, monsieur. Je suis québécois.
Of course. And of course, Sally is from here, Northeast Ohio.
Right.
So the third thing on my list, when I scribbled down my list, was the Fox 8 morning show. Now, you were there like right from the get-go.
Right.
And now that program is an absolute powerhouse. As a matter of fact, I don't know if people realize this who watch, but Fox 8 is now live for 7 hours every morning.
Right.
And I don't think people really realize how hard that really is.
When we first started, we were 1 hour.
Right.
And we thought that was huge, because there were no other television stations in Cleveland doing news in the morning. None.
Right.
There were the two older gentlemen on Channel 3 who did more of a variety show. They would dance around with the polka music and the, you know, that kind of thing. Almost like a Captain Kangaroo for adults.
Exactly.
Wasn't a newscast, but they were good. They were fun.
Mm-hmm.
But they were. Yeah, this was a newscast. And we were the first ones. 1 hour.
Channel 5 had the morning exchange, but that was after the rush hour.
Yes.
You know, so you guys really did kind of blaze a new trail. Now, who was the original crew when you kicked that thing off?
Anchors besides were, you, Rick Young, who's now in Richmond, Virginia. Denise Dufala, who's retired. Danny Coughlin on sports, who's retired.
Oh, yeah.
But he still does Friday night touchdown.
Yes, he does.
And myself doing well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now a lot of the things that you put in place during that time and the ensuing years when you went to 2 hours and then to three have remained there. The coffee quiz.
Right. Yes.
Which now is up to $7,500 or something this week.
$8,000
this morning.
I didn't check to see if anybody won it this morning. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but the coffee quiz was your creation. And I know that you had some other things that set pieces you put in place, including walking out the front door.
Right.
and doing the weather from outside.
That comes from Minneapolis. We had an outdoor weather set there, and I loved the concept because when you're standing out in the elements, you cannot get current conditions wrong. You can't. I mean, yes. And when you say, well, folks, it's raining, and you're standing out in a sunny sky, you'll scratch your head and say, something's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't get that wrong when you're standing in the weather. It makes sense. You know, the political reporter is standing on the steps of City Hall. The reporters are standing wherever there's news happening. Well, what about weather? Weather doesn't happen right inside. It happens outside. So take it outside.
Andre Bernier retiring in just a few more days on the television side
right.
of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be talking a little bit about the okay. radio side of things a little bit before we go, but a little more in the weeks to come.
Now, okay.
I guess it started on the morning show and transferred into the afternoons and evenings with the last name I wrote down on my list.
Okay.
Bill oh. Martin.
The minute you said Bill, oh. I thought, oh, I know where that's going.
Oh, he said. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. Not only was it a brother in Christ mm-hmm. relationship.
Right.
It was also a friend's relationship. And he was kind of that on-air bad boy.
Yeah.
That he just had so much fun. And much of it came at your expense, Mr. Bernier.
Oh, sure. I never knew. I absolutely never knew when it was coming. And so I learned to just be on your guard all the time. But just when I let my guard down is when he would let something fly, you know, cut off my tie or put some strange video behind me or any number of things. I got him back, though. I got him back.
You did. You did. When was, I don't remember this.
And I will post a link. I'm recording this for weatherjazz.com. today.
So, okay.
So I will post a link and a little video clip of how I got him back. I wrote a fake script and that I snuck in there and it started normal and then it started getting really weird. And so Bill was really good at you know, making corrections on the fly. And so you could see his brain just, you know, what is this? What is this? And then it got really weird. And then it got really weird. And then he says, wait just a second. This is a fake script. And he says,
how long did he drag it out before he finally figured it out?
Oh, it was a good 30 to 40 seconds. But
it
started really, really benign. It's like, oh, it's a standard weather story. And then it, a word or two. It's like, no, I'm not going to pronounce that. And because it was this real hairy thing. And then it got the grammatical structure got really quirky and weird. And then he thought, this is just bizarre. Who wrote this?
And of course, you were standing just off to the left of him, probably with a little smile.
A little on smile. Your face. I had tears in my eyes. I had. And when he turned over and saw me crying, he thought, yeah, okay, all right, I know what just happened.
Now, it is one of the most famous slash infamous events in Fox 8 and Cleveland TV lore. You mentioned it only briefly, but the cutting of the tie.
Right.
So he didn't warn you at all?
He did, but yeah, it was very, very minor. It was very, very quick. He said to me, by the way, do you have a tie that you really don't like? And I said, okay. Well, yeah, there's one tie I don't particularly care for. And he goes, wear it tomorrow. And that's all he said. And I just thought, okay.
Well, the listeners, the viewers mm-hmm. wrote in. I mean, they were angry at him.
Oh, they said, how could Bill be a Christian? How could he be a... He was just... Well, of course, I played that fiddle really, really well.
Oh,
I played
yes.
the victim and looked incensed. How could you do that? And apparently, everybody thought that I really meant it.
So, oh, man, I love this.
When, in fact, I knew it was coming.
Andre Bernier has spent about a half an hour with us this morning. Retirement is coming on Wednesday, correct?
It is, but I don't like that word.
Okay, retirement. Refirement is coming on Wednesday.
You know what? I've never heard that before, but I like that.
Okay, so have they told you anything about what's coming on Wednesday? Do you know of what's going to happen, or are they just going to kind of spring it on you as you go?
Well, we're having special gathering in the third floor conference room on that day, an hour before the shows begin. And they said they have some special surprises up their sleeve. And they said, don't be nervous because it's all good. I said, okay.
Okay.
And we are going to do some on-air things. I understand that my very good friend, Jon Jonsson from Iceland, the pop star, submitted a video.
Wow.
Yeah. And Gunnar Gunnarsson from Lofstofan Church in Iceland also submitted something. So I know that those two are waiting in the wings. I have no idea what they're going to say, but I'm looking forward to that because
how cool is
that? Yeah. Very, very dear friends. So this is going to be an international affair.
I love it. So as we have said, Andre is going to be retiring from television.
From television, right.
Next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Now, coming up, probably around the first week of June, we are going to have Andre back on the program, and we are going to talk about the future, especially as it involves heartfelt radio.
And I'm still going to be around. Let's put it that way. Let's put that to rest. I am still going to be with Heartfelt Radio, even though you might not be seeing me on television anymore. That's okay.
So for the rest of the story, you're going to need to be listening in the first week of June, and I'll let you know when Andre's going to be back on and when we're going to talk about this. But I know you're actually, you and Sally are going to get a few days to escape after next week.
We are.
How fun.
My last day is on the 22nd, which is in less than a week now. That'll be next Wednesday. And after that, from the 23rd, until sometime during the first week of June, I'm going to take some time to just try to get into a new rhythm of things. And
sounds good. Sounds real good. And I'm excited to watch next Wednesday. And I am excited to have you back on the first week of June so we can tell everybody the rest of the story.
That sounds good to me.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun this morning.
Thanks, Andre. And look for it on Weather Jazz, correct?
Right. Video 2. You'll get to see me here in the Weather Jazz studio.
Excellent. Thanks, Andre.
All right. My pleasure. See you later.
Andre Bernier from Fox 8 Weather for 6 more days.
Well, I must admit, I have been on the radio with Mark many, many times in the past on Heartfelt Radio Live. But this was probably one of the more fun ones where we essentially let our hair down, had some fun, and talked about many of the chapters in my 36 and a half year career at Fox 8. And of course, you heard how I actually was able to land an interview and come to Cleveland. And, of course, I've been here since January the 16th, 1988. That was my first day as an employee. Well, we didn't have an episode last Friday, so let me get caught up on something that I really enjoy doing, and that is bragging about the folks that step alongside me. They are the ones that give me the resources that I need to keep Weather Jazz on the cutting edge of technology. Thank you so much to Victoria Singer and Kian Galunis from Vermont, Bill and Judy Martin from Florida, in Ohio, Will and Tanya Krause and family, Brian and Christine Barnes, Erica and Larry Shaw, and Dale Osborne. This is the core group, but you can add your name to this core group especially as Weather Jazz perhaps expands in the very near future. You can be a part of it, indeed, in a very special way that will encourage me, the host and producer of Weather Jazz. Well, if you'd like to do that, go to weatherjazz.com, click on the supporter tab, and not only will you see the list of people that I just mentioned, but also the way that you can get your name on the list as well. I look forward to seeing your name next, added very, very soon. Do you have a question or a topic suggestion? I welcome your input. You can reach me, weatherjazz@yahoo.com. Also now via voicemail at the Weather Jazz Podcast Audience Connect line. Leave your message after all of the prompts at 234-525-5888. Again, 234-525-5888. Well, hey, how about this? We've got a really nice weather break right now with a ton of sunshine, mild temperatures, and very comfortable dew points. That's this Thursday. We trade that out back for a rainy system that heads in for the end of the work week tomorrow. Get ready. It's a fast-paced pattern still. And eventually, I think we'll be talking about a pattern that starts to slow down and take it a little more easy on us. However, in the meantime, stay up on the very latest. I'll see you tonight on Fox 8 News. I would imagine that we're going to start seeing some pretty fun and interesting things between now and next Wednesday, especially during the 5 p.m. hour. So join me then. We'll catch you soon. Have a great Thursday.
Weather and science across the globe. The Weather Jazz Podcast.